This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and we're cranking on 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. Legendary indeed. AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 1460 KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson, and, of course, the Bakken's Beacon. KTGO at 1090 Radio, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, and beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. Can't forget Ray, too, just down the road. Anyway, glad to have those stations beaming us to you. Don't forget the iHeartMedia app, another way to listen to us. Diamond and Silk Monday on the program, and more details, the travel log on our trip here to New York City. Our final full day in New York City is happening today. The group's in Times Square now, heading for Central Park soon. And I'm chatting with you on the radio about something very important, our economy, and a tax plan that would be rightfully heralded as the first significant Republican victory in a long time. We've had a few stumbles even since President Trump has been in there. With legislation, and this one is inching closer and closer and closer. And for an update on the process and how the product currently looks is our next guest, who is the president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete Sepp's here. Pete, how are you?
Doing well, and things are literally happening by the minute here in Washington, D.C. on tax reform.
Yeah, now I get a little worried when we get the 11th hour about all the deal making and ultimately a deal that you think is pretty good getting less and less of a good deal. I've seen some things on that related to the deficit. And I for the life of me, I can't understand why you've got Republicans that don't recognize what John F. Kennedy saw, what Reagan saw, and what basic economics shows you, that when you reduce those tax rates, you increase revenue. And if they are restrained on spending, we'll reduce the deficit. But they evidently want some more assurance. And tell us about this latest wrinkle here.
Well, the idea was originally from Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, and what he was saying is, let's have some kind of trigger in the bill whereby if economic growth from the tax reductions didn't meet expectations, we could have something that might either cancel the tax reductions or even set into motion tax increases in order to address any deficits that might arise. Well, that, of course, was never actually codified into language. We heard a lot of talk about it. We heard a lot of speculation about what this thing would look like, but it was never offered as an amendment. And it turns out that apparently, after they could not reach a deal on such a proposal, the Senate parliamentarian last night said, no, it's not going to comply with rules of debate. The House leadership and the Senate leadership said, well, let's figure out where we are tomorrow. Well, now it's tomorrow, and it looks like there's a new deal in progress whereby there's going to be more small business tax relief in the Senate's tax reform plan. That is winning votes over from a couple of other key lawmakers. For example, Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Steve Daines. Johnson's from Wisconsin, Daines from Montana. Bottom line here, it looks like we are going in a different direction, away from this trigger concept and toward providing more small business tax relief. That may have won the votes to pass this thing by the end of the day. You can't count all your votes until they actually happen, but that's the direction we're seeing right now.
A couple of questions that have come in from the audience, and one of them relates to the issue that we're hearing a fair amount about in some circles, and that's the graduate students losing the ability to have their free tuition considered as income, exempted rather from income. One question says, this and their small salary, it seems to me, $12,000 to $18,000 for tuition, and how it will now be counted as taxable income. This and their small salary wouldn't be enough to have them pay any taxes under the current system anyway. Why is the media running stories on how they will have to pay taxes they can't afford under the new tax plan? Won't they still earn too little when the new higher proposed deduction kicks in? By too little, I mean have to pay federal taxes. I hate that some 47% don't pay federal income tax, but they'd be in that camp, wouldn't they?
Well, many of them would. It depends, of course, on how much the free tuition is. But yes, the fact is the standard deduction that individuals and families often take instead of itemizing on their tax returns, that would double under either the House or the Senate's plan. Now, the House plan would actually consolidate some of the education and higher education tax provisions into a single credit. Now, that might help some of the folks who are in grad school right now. In addition, forgiven debt that you might have in a situation where you get a job right out of grad school with an employer and they say, well, okay, as part of your benefits package, we'll pay for $50,000 of your student loan debt. Well, right now, that is still taxable to the individual. Under the House's bill, it would not be. So there are lots of moving parts on higher education tax provisions that folks ought to consider in their totality.
Ryan from South Dakota says, on this student loan, it's like an operating loan for our ranch. The amount of loan is not considered income. We can deduct the interest charges when we pay it back. Will this change? I would think student help as Pell Grants don't have to be paid back, right? That should be considered income. Main difference if you have to pay it back or not. What about Ryan's question there?
Yes, that is currently under discussion in the Senate bill. And so that's still a detail that needs to be worked out. I know there are several amendments that have to do with deductibility of student loan interest in particular that will probably be up for votes today.
A lot of questions about why spending cuts are not part of this. That we're talking about tax cuts, obviously, and tax reform, but not spending cuts. I saw some report yesterday that said that it was a swampish story, basically saying they were amazed that there was not more opposition to this bill because of all the cuts that are going to happen as a result of the bill, suggesting that there were some mechanisms in this that would cause spending cuts. Is that accurate? And what about the listener's question here about there not being spending cuts overtly as part of the package?
Yeah, there certainly are no mechanisms in the package right now that would trigger massive federal spending cuts, but there is this question of lawmakers, specifically senators, some Republicans, many Democrats saying, well, we're worried about the impact of tax reductions on the deficit. Well, you're, of course, facing a December 8th deadline of the government shutting down because of lack of agreement over a federal budget. Federal spending continues to rage out of control, growing faster than inflation and population growth and the ability of the American people to pay for it. Why isn't there any discussion about that? If the deficit is the real concern, why is it only a concern when we're trying to reduce taxes as opposed to going through the entire budget process all year? And I think that's a valid concern. We may not be able to bury spending reductions directly in this package, but we ought to be doing it as a parallel effort. And there are plenty of places to start. We actually got together with U.S. Public Interest Research Group. That's a left-of-center organization. We found in a report called Common Ground $263 billion worth of spending reductions that we would support with them and which members of Congress on both sides of the aisle should support. I think that's a great starting point for a very important discussion we ought to be doing regardless of tax reform.
Only about a minute left. A few other questions here. One on the effective tax rate in the U.S. versus, compared to other countries. Obviously, this is about getting the U.S. more competitive. One caller said, I never hear the effective tax rate. I always hear, where the actual rates are at. Apples to apples, are we uncompetitive in the U.S. compared to other countries?
Yes, even on an effective tax rate basis, after you account for all the deductions and credits, we run an average of 5 to 7 points higher than our biggest trading partners.
Got it. All right. And then lastly, so the TikTok of all this, when do you expect a final vote on the package?
If the news reports are to be believed from this morning, we may see a final vote on the Senate floor and their package by the end of today. Now, whether a common package that the House and Senate can agree on and send to the president's desk when that vote occurs, that's probably still a week or two off.
Any Democrats in flirting with the, you know, Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota has been one that we've been watching closely, claimed to be interested in this. Doesn't say a lot good about it, but she or any others looking to vote for this?
It is possible that Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin, a senator from West Virginia, a couple of others, might support it. But the general speculation is they won't cast a yes vote if they would be the one that puts it over the top.
There's courage for you, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it? I'll vote for it if you don't need my vote. Well, thank you very much. Fascinating. Appreciate the update very much. We'll talk again. Thanks so much, Pete.
My pleasure.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you have to get your truck roaring back to life, the diesel vehicle maintenance and repair you need in Bismarck, North Dakota, and the region is from our friend CJ at DAC Diesel. Find out more about him at DACDiesel.com, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. How are you, CJ?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Fantastic. You busy?
Oh, man. your radio show has done worlds for, you know, work around here. I mean, I was always busy, but I am basically at a swamped level right now. So it's a good thing.
So we normally talk about the swamp. Now we've brought it to Bismarck. How about that? We brought the swamp to Bismarck. We swamped CJ with business. I love it. And he doesn't mind working himself out of business. He does such a good job fixing your rig that you know, you won't need him again for a while. So it's a great way to go. That's for sure. What do you want to tell us about today?
I'd like to mention the TrueSaver 25 again. That's that hydrogen generator that goes on big trucks. Increases fuel economy from the 15 to 30%. It pays itself off very quick. Your savings go directly to your bottom line. And that way you're putting more money in your pocket. You can work less to make more money. So it's something that's great all the way around. And then people out there that are running post-emissions trucks, it helps with the emissions, cleans the environment up if you believe in all that global warming, or if you don't, but you just need to, you just want your emissions equipment to just keep doing its job, this will definitely save you time and money.
Fantastic. And DACDiesel.com online, or give them a call. CJ, what number you want folks to call you at?
Call me at 251-258-5011, or you can call me at 210-0888.
All right, 258-5011, the number, DACDiesel.com. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
We'll let you get back to the swamp. Right? Back to the swamp.
Lovely.
I love it. Yes.
First change is full of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Exactly. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Local number 258-0550. You can text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me, 367-2054, or for Todd, 226-8503, rather, 226-8503. This guest kicks butt. Bring him on more. I love that. We appreciate the feedback. You like the guest. Our guest was Pete Sepp from the National Taxpayers Union. We'll have him back. Good info. And these groups are right in the middle of it. And, you know, we've got some work to do here yet. I think they'll probably vote on this today or tomorrow, hopefully pass it. Then they've got to work out the differences between the two and then a final vote. So, you know, what's in it? What does that mean for me? All of your questions, love getting the answers. So we'll keep these experts coming for you, okay? Another texter says, put the pressure on to get tax cuts done. Simplify the tax code. Stop social engineering. Why is it moral for government to take more based on if you have kids? You still earn the money. You still need a roof and food. Forcibly taking from one to give to another is wrong, no matter what it's based on. Very interesting point. South Dakota listener says, Flake is going to vote against anything Trump wants done because he's a flake. He doesn't like Trump. He's on his way out. I hope there's cuts coming, but they need to pass a bill that forces all government agencies, even the military, to start their budget at zero every year and justify every penny. Great feedback, as always, from this fine audience of What's On Your Mind. Anything else? Want to make sure I haven't missed any. They've been coming in loud and clear. We got Steve Moore here at the bottom of the hour, so we'll do a little more tax talk. Where else did you go in New York City? Let's see. Came in on Monday morning, and flew out Monday morning. I guess we got here, obviously, in the afternoon. Cat's Deli was our first stop, which is one of the finest restaurants you'll ever eat at. It's kind of iconic, fun, neat way to do it. So we did that. It was the very first spot. Then we did a great tour of the city. We had a wonderful guide, and she answered a ton of questions for the folks. Really did a nice job. Took everybody around. So that was kind of most of Monday. Tuesday, St. Patrick's Cathedral. Get a rare little tour there. We did the Alive After Five cruise, which is really neat. Took a look at Union Square Market. So a lot of neat little nooks and crannies that have Christmas villages and markets and fun places to shop, sit down in a park, relax a little, look around. Tell you what, my favorite thing to do in Washington, D.C., or in New York City, bar none, people watch. You know, where you just sit down and watch the world go by. Gosh, it's fun, because the city's just crazy. It doesn't stop. So everywhere you look, there's just something going on. There's a story. I love that part more than anything. We had a great time at Fox and Friends. I hope you saw it, but they are so great. Steve Ducey and Ainsley, Brian Kilmeade, they are just wonderful people. They really are. They're very warm hosts, and so we came in there, spent about, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes, maybe a half hour, actually, in the studio, interacting with them, which you saw a little bit at the end of the show on Wednesday, and then also their After the Show, which I put up on my page yesterday. But that's probably the most exclusive thing, and every year I have people come up to me and say, my entire trip was worth it just for that, to be able to meet people I see on Fox and Friends and be in that studio and look around. Newt Gingrich happened to be on that morning, too, so he came down and was on. It was really neat. Ellis Island's always fun. Great history there. I dined at Carmine's last night, or two nights ago. Phantom of the Opera. I'm just going to rip through these. I told you already about Trump Tower, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, the One World Observatory I hadn't seen before. That was new for me. It's the it's basically replaced the office space of Twin Towers, where the Twin Towers were previously. And so they have an observatory 102 stories high, and they've done it well. They have these a neat little bit of technology where you take an iPad. And no matter where you are, 360-degree view, you can go all the way around the top 102nd floor. Wherever you look, you point the iPad knows where you're looking, and it tells you all the buildings, you know, like further out than you can see. They're there. Then you tap that building, and it, like, flies you there, shows you the actual building and what's there, and a little bit of the history of it. So kind of a neat little tool on how they did the observatory. I like that a lot. Ate at Trump Tower last night, and then the Rockettes, so it was a great time. So half a day to go, Central Park, most of the afternoon, lunch at Tavern on the Green, and then tonight, beautiful, the Carole King musical after dinner at Ellen's Stardust Diner. So that is our itinerary. Thanks for asking. A couple more texts here. Save the money from the trip to D.C. Help Todd buy a hot spring spa. Todd, have you been?
What?
Has there been some discussion of the fact that you don't have a hot spring spa?
I don't have one. Well, I'm not going to argue with that one.
No, I just didn't. I didn't know if I missed something on the show, or he's just being, you know, thinking you need one, which everybody needs one. So I would certainly agree. Todd needs one. Nothing better.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
Trust me.
I'm not going to oppose that one bit.
All right, Steve Moore, the one and only, in a moment. More on the tax reform bill. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs? They should listen to President Kennedy, who in 1962 said this.
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right kind of a tax cut, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Did the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota, paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.?
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's called What's on Your Mind. Guess why we call it What's on Your Mind? We love finding out what's on your mind. That's right. Busy show Monday. We're going to have some fun. Diamond and silk, ladies and gentlemen. Diamond and silk. Yeah. They are the best. Some of the biggest Donald Trump fans out there. A internet sensation. Their videos are fabulous. If you haven't seen them before, check it out and then join us Monday. You'll be in for a big treat. Also, Mike Lindell of MyPillow, the man that gives us the opportunity to give you pillows and mattresses and, pet beds and all kinds of great products, cushions, pillow toppers, and up to 50% off if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. That should be your first stop for Christmas shopping. It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. You'll love it. So anyway, check that out. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. But Mike Lindell, the founder, will be here. He's doing some really neat things, so looking forward to catching up with him. Senator John Hoeven also on Monday. We'll have an idea by then of what we have for a tax plan and any differences between the House and the Senate and how they work that out. There's a big, well, I won't say big fight, but the battle after this passes, assuming it does, will be, okay, the House has one version, the Senate has one version. There will be a lot of pressure on this, on the House folks just to say, will you just sign off on our version instead of your version so we can just get to this president and be done? Part of me likes that idea because of the individual mandate being repealed in the Senate version. Finally, a little Obamacare relief for folks. You know what I'm saying? But there's other things I think some people would argue that are better in the House version than the Senate version, and you don't know what they're going to finish with. That's just the swamp. That's how that game's played. We really don't know. But point is, Monday we'll have a better idea, assuming this pass, which way it's going to go. And we will know more then. Okay. So did I tell you everything? Diamond Silk, Monday. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Monday. And also Senator John Hoeven, Monday, on What's on Your Mind. And, of course, Congressman Cramer on Wednesday will have a chance to also talk some more about the tax reform package. Find to see what kind of ultimately shakes out here on the program. We're waiting for Steve Moore. Steve Moore is probably best known as a great author. He's written some great books. Really, really good books. Fueling Freedom is my personal favorite, where he talks about the boost the economy can get from what we do in North Dakota, oil and gas production, coal production, energy. Great book. But he's a great thinker, great economist, has counseled a lot of presidents, a lot of politicians over the years. And when I say counseled them, here's what you need to do. And if you do this, here's what will happen, right? Show them, if you know, and a great supply-side, rock-solid conservative, Larry Kudlow, Steve Moore, Art Laffer, back to the Reagan years, had been great minds influencing this policy. So President Trump, when he was not president, when he was a candidate, used Steve Moore as an advisor. And Steve Moore's been very integral in this most recent plan. Has done a lot to shape the plan. And most recently, I talked to him the other day about coming on today, and he said, I am literally just going from office to office. So you put out one fire, and then boom, you got to go to another office, put out another fire. And he was spending a lot of time with Jeff Flake, Ron Johnson, some of these other guys, on trying to come up with fixes for things that they were holding out for, concerned for. So anyway, he's been right in the middle of this. It'll be fun to find out what he has to say. But Manny has now called him 5 times and not gotten an answer. Manny, when we have Steve Moore on the program in the past and you've had to call him, how many times have you called him at the appointed hour, had him answer and say, yep, I'm ready to go, let's go?
You mean like after the first time?
No, I mean the very first time, like any other guest. Normally you schedule a guest. The guest is supposed to be on at a certain time. You call, they're expecting the call, and they say, here we go. So, yeah. Well, Steve, that's happened how many times?
I don't think it's ever happened.
It's just kind of his nature. He just is, I always jokingly refer to him as the absent-minded professor a little bit, because he's the old professor. He's smart as a whip and fantastic. But he literally, his life has been wrapped into, his life's work is this tax plan and getting tax plans like it passed for previous president. That's his life's work. So it's an extraordinarily busy time. And when I talked to him a couple days ago about doing it today, he said, that'll work. But he can get pulled into a meeting, and if he's not answering, you can keep trying to Manny every couple of minutes, and we'll see if we get him. But otherwise, we'll just grab a couple of the topics. One other thing I wanted to share with you was, we knew this was coming, but Michael Flynn did, in fact, plead guilty today to those charges. Michael Flynn, former national security advisor for Donald Trump. Now, let's talk about the significance of this. And if you want to talk about that or anything else while we're waiting for Steve, call me, 800-228-0550. Last chance to get your 2 cents in on what's on your mind before the program wraps up for a Friday and a brand new week. First day of December. Are you excited about this? 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Significance of Michael Flynn. First of all, Paul Manafort, you remember, has also been charged. I believe he's already pled not guilty and is denying that he's done anything wrong. He wasn't really a close Trump associate, right? I mean, he worked with him for a few months. He was head of the campaign, kind of initially headed up the delegate stuff at the convention, then was put in place of Corey Lewandowski as campaign manager, whatever they called him. But not like a longtime associate, whatever, and not in the administration. You know, goes back to the campaign. Now, Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn was the national security advisor. So, you know, again, an actual member of the president's team makes this a little bit of a bigger deal that he was as close as he was. Now, he's pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And by all accounts, what this means is, in the course of the investigation on the Russian obsession, they asked him something that he didn't answer accurately. Could have been inadvertent, could have been, purposeful, whatever. But not like you did something horrible, terrible, but rather, you know, he lied. That's not good, but I'm not saying the underlying causes and what they got it for. Does that make sense? So, However, there's a lot of speculation that he pled guilty to a lesser charge so as to cooperate with the investigation to find some other smoking gun. That's what you're going to be hearing a lot about today. I'm not sure I buy any of it, because I think they've been looking for something on Russia for so long, it's not there. It's not there. It just isn't. My prediction, but I don't believe it is. Bill in Reeder has a question for me. Yes, Bill, what's on your mind? Bill, are you there? We have this again where I can't hear the caller. Manny, is Bill
on? I don't either, so. You can't hear what's not there.
Bill's not saying talking to me, are you?
Oh, there he is.
There we go.
I don't know why this happens,
you got
but
the name
happens.
Wrong. Say, did you get a chance to go to Gorbachev's Russian fast food restaurant in New York and get a bowl of borscht soup?
I did. What is that restaurant?
It's Teremok, T-E-R-E-M-O-K, 6th Avenue and 16th Street.
Do you think I should?
Well, I think it'd be good. You might like it. Maybe you would want to open a franchise in North Dakota.
Well, I hate soup. Well, I can't say that anymore now that I admitted that I hated soup. I actually have been introduced to a soup that I don't mind, which is, well, I should say I love it, actually, Nephila. So other than Nephila, I'm not a big soup fan. I'll put it that way, Bill. And I'm not sure I want Russian soup. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, they got things besides soup there, too, I guess, but maybe you're running to Gorbachev there.
Does he really own it?
Yeah, he's supposed to. It's supposed to be. He founded a chain. He was so impressed with McDonald's, he founded his own chain. So the story went, and he's got these all over the Soviet Union, and there's two in New York City.
Is that right? And what is borscht soup exactly? What's in it?
You got beets, and you got cabbage, and
strike two.
All kinds of garden vegetables, and I think some of it's actually made or topped off with thick cream.
Mm. Beets, cabbage, cream. Cream. Mm.
Wow.
Beets, cabbage. No.
Probably
no,
carrots. No. I don't know.
Mm. Carrots.
It sounds like a stew, like a cream stew or something.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Huh.
All right. Well, I appreciate the tip, Bill.
Try it, I guess.
And I did not know that about Gorbachev owning that, so that's good stuff. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Texter says, anyone who points out that they only care about the debt when talking tax cuts is a great guest. Yeah, no kidding. Glad you like the guest. And I'm the same way. To me, tax cuts are about growing the economy. You grow the economy, you reduce the debt. Now, he made the point, cut more spending so you can cut more of the debt sooner. Another very good point. We'll keep bringing the guest, for sure. How many times have you called Steve Moore now, Manny? Manny's just like...
That's up to 8 now.
It's up to 8 now. Yeah. And nothing. Zippo, nada. You get like ring, ring, ring.
The last time I got 2 rings and then it went straight to his voicemail.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think that means he's sitting across from Senator... Who? I don't know. John McCain? No, McCain's aboard. How about that? McCain saved us from the drama this time, which is kind of a nice little feature. I like that. Yeah. Very, very, very nice. We'll get one more call in here before the break, and then we'll take a break, and we'll see if we can get him. If we can't, you might have to be in suspense until Monday on the program. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
Has anybody ever figured out how many generations it would take to pay off our national debt at the present limit?
Wow.
How many what?
Generations,
yeah. Well, again, but that depends on how fast the economy is growing. That's my point, but it's a good question. Hang on, John. We'll finish on the other side of the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you go to the website, hatandsons.com, you're going to find a link there that I'd encourage you to go check. It's actually a little video that tells you about their link service that they do. And I tell you what, they've been around since 1908. So when they offer a service like this link service, what it does is it allows them to provide you very affordable environmental maintenance agreements. If you have a building, you own a business, they maintain about 600 buildings, mechanical, heating, and cooling systems, and it saves a lot of money, takes away a lot of headache, and a lot of the uncertainty in the bottom line. So if you're looking for a spot on the bottom line to save, that'd be one to do that. Check it out under the commercial link at hatandsons.com. Watch that video. You will like it. Okay, so John in Minot is here. John had a question like, how many generations is it going to take to pay down the debt? Here's my answer for you. You can't count that high if we if we keep our current rate of growth, John. You know what I mean? In other words, if we plot along at 1, 2, under 3% growth, you can't. It's just
that's
not
exactly
possible.
That's exactly why we got to cut our debt, that we got to quit spending so much.
Agree.
Got to do away with our deficit.
I agree.
Got to control our budget.
We absolutely do. And I think there's other things we ought to do. One texter has just said, for instance, and Steve Moore's calling me on my cell phone right now, Manny, so if you want to call him, that'd be great. Drilling and mining on federal lands could pay off the national debt in short time, just from the royalties. Seriously. He's right. The wealth under the ground owned by the federal government on federal lands right now could put us on a realistic path to paying down that federal debt in 20 years.
Well, I think we ought to do something about it because all it's doing is getting bigger every year on interest alone. And it's going to come to a time when our creditors are going to tell us how much we can spend, just like they tell Greece. And at that time, we not only won't be able to afford insurance for everybody in this country, we won't be able to have a good, strong military neither.
No, there's a crash coming of gargantuan proportions. This is just not sustainable. It really isn't. Not without a growing economy. That's why I think this tax plan is so important. Because, and again, Democrats are going to say terrible, it's awful, horrible, they want to spend more money. I say, hey, just try it. Just try it, because we know it worked with JFK. We know it worked with Ronald Reagan. So if we say, just try and watch this work, and again, restrain spending, because the Reagan years, the revenue took off, and guess what? They spent it. So that's the discipline that comes after that. Very important, no doubt about it.
I also believe there's a point of no return. You can only lower it so far before you will not get no extra return for it.
Sure, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. We did catch up with Steve Moore, one of the busiest guys in Washington, D.C. right now. You got enough arms twisted to get this thing done, Steve?
Oh, my gosh. Scott, I'm sorry to be late this morning, but it's been an incredible, hectic morning. I've been in the Senate Capitol all day, trying to figure out whether we got these votes. We think we do, but you're never sure until they actually hold the vote. We got some bedwetters in the Republican caucus that we thought they had their votes, and then they got nervous, and so this is taking longer than we had hoped. When John McCain said yes yesterday, Scott, I thought we were there, but then this report came out that said, oh, this is not going to grow the economy, and it's like, nonsense. I mean, look, ladies and gentlemen, look what's happening with the stock market. Look what's happening with consumer confidence, Christmas sales, all this stuff. The economy is booming right now. It's booming because of, the Trump agenda in no small part, and it's booming because of the anticipation of this tax cut. So I think it's going to get done, but I can't tell you for sure. I mean, I'm getting a little nervous right now.
Yeah, the big question.
It sure would help if we had Heidi Heitkamp's vote, but she's a no right now. She's a no.
And she's a yes when there's 50 votes.
When we don't need her vote.
Yeah, which is absolutely ridiculous. All the more reason I've said this.
Scott, there's no state that benefits more from this tax cut than North Dakota. She is putting the interests of her liberal, friends in Washington ahead of the workers and the businesses and the oil companies and the energy companies in the great state of North Dakota. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, how can Heidi Heitkamp not vote for a bill that is so much in the benefit of the businesses and the workers of your great state? I don't understand it.
And folks, Steve's got intel that's on the ground right now, and if he's a little nervous that we have Republican bedwetters, which doesn't surprise me, there's one of my favorite terms, I mean, the hand-wringing that goes on is unbelievable. That means, all the more reason, if you haven't done it yet, pick up that phone, call Senator Heitkamp and say, vote for this bill. Why do you say it's better for North Dakota, so good for North Dakota? What do you like about it for North Dakota?
Well, it's pro-American energy development. It gets rid of the state and local tax deductions, so no longer we're North Dakotans. Do you know this, Scott? When you pay your federal taxes, you're subsidizing New York City and Los Angeles and, Chicago. And I like those places, but I think if they want public services, they should pay for them themselves, not have people in North Dakota pay for it. I mean, you have high enough taxes as it is. So it gets rid of the state and local tax deduction, a big, big victory. It gets rid of the individual mandate for Obamacare. So, working class Americans who can't afford this expensive care can go out and buy much more affordable health insurance. There's a lot of good in this. And, the repatriation, we get all the capital that comes back to the United States. And a lot of that's going to come back to places like North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota and places like that. So it's a great bill for growth. I really believe, Scott, you've heard it first on your show, that if we get this tax bill done, we get 4% growth next year. But we never got anywhere near 4% under Barack Obama.
No, exactly. And that will make the economy roar, start paying down its debt, and also allow for us to be strong on spending cuts, which people have been talking about today, too. Steve Moore, keep up the battle for us. We appreciate it. See you Monday, folks, from New York City. We're gone. Bye-bye.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs? They should listen to President Kennedy, who in 1962 said this.
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right time to make tax cuts, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure, a creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Do the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota? Paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.